don't need a Bible reading now, and I've got some help. So, if you've got your Bibles, would you like to turn to Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1? And Cynthia is going to read the first 4 verses, and then I'm going to take over, and then she gets to read the final part. You'll see why as we go through.
On the first day of... On the first day of the 7th month, the people came together in the open area in front of the water gate. Then they asked Isaiah, who was the teacher of the law of Moses, to read to them from this law that the Lord had given his people. Israel the priest came with the law and stood his people. Ezra, before the crowd of men, women and children who were old enough to understand. From early morning till midday, he read the law of Moses to them and they listened carefully.
Verse 4, Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on his right stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah. And on his left were Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akab, Shabbathai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, and Peliah instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving meaning so that the people understood what was being read.
The people started crying when God's law was read to them. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and teacher, and the Levites who had been teaching the people, all said, "This is a special day for the Lord your God, so don't be sad and don't cry." Nehemiah told the people, "Enjoy your good food and wine, and share some with those who don't have anything to drink. Don't be sad, this is a special day for the Lord, and he will make you happy and strong." The Levites encouraged the people by saying, "This is a scared day, so don't worry or mourn." When the people returned to their homes, they celebrated by eating and drinking and by sharing their food with those in need, because they understood what had been read today.
Thank you.